Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are board members of La Corporación de los Indígenas de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. That's the Corporation of the Indigenous of Our Lady of Guadalupe of the Tortugas Pueblo. Board President Ariana Fierro and Board Secretary Jeanette Castillo. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Well, it's a special weekend coming up, and that's this December 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yes.
It's the annual traditional celebration of the Fiesta of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Tortugas, and it marks, what, 106 years, Dariana?
106 years in Tortugas. Actually, it's probably gone on a lot longer than that before we moved to Tortugas, but it's been a little over 100 years in Tortugas.
And you moved from where?
We were dancing before at St. Genevieve's.
Well, there's a lot to talk about what's going on. First of all, the new book that just came out, written by Pamela Porter, NMSU professor. Mm-hmm. She collaborated on a book about the Tortugas Pueblo traditions, and that's Tortugas at 100 Steps in Time and Grace. I understand that both of you participated in the collaboration.
Yes. We were both on the book committee. And when Pam came to us, Pam's been our official, unofficial photographer of the corporation for about, I'd say, 30 years, 30 plus years. And she had this idea. We were actually getting ready for our centennial, celebrating our 100th year in Tortugas, which was in 2014. And she had an idea that we would make this book and, you know, kind of capturing our journey of these last 100 years in Tortugas. And it was her idea, and we put together, we thought it was a great idea. We have so many pictures, and she has in particular. We also have another corporation member, Jose Luis Nevarez, that also is our unofficial official photographer. So they got together, and they have all these pictures over the years, and we decided that it'd be a great idea to do a book. And so we got a committee together, and we worked on the committee, and we worked for last two, almost 3 years, putting it together. And we wanted to go through kind of basically all the events that we do in 1 year and kind of mark those with the photos from over, you know, the last, you know, 30 or so years that we do have, the photos that we do have. So Pam was really instrumental in kind of the editing and you know, putting all the pictures. And she goes to most of our events, so she knows the majority of what goes on. But there's a lot, you know, kind of behind all of those things. So she was able to, we work together on, like, okay, so we start off on the 1st of January, because we do something pretty much every month, right?
Pretty much every month. We might have one or two down months in the year, and even those are not really down months, so... We're pretty busy throughout the year.
Yeah, and a lot of people, we're known for, of course, our fiesta that's happening this weekend. We're known for the pilgrimage that goes up the mountain. But there's a lot more that we do, and it takes a lot of work to keep us going for over 100 years. And the book kind of marks all of that we do throughout the year.
Well, you talked about that special celebration this weekend, December the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And it's held every time on those days. So it's not just on a weekend. If it falls on a Monday or a Wednesday.
Correct. Yes, we use the same schedule at the exact same times at the exact same days every single year.
And why is that?
It's just part of the tradition. The feast day is December 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and that's just how it's been done, and we don't question it. We just go with what we've been celebrated all of these years. You know, it works.
The 106th year of the Fiesta of Our Lady of Guadalupe of the Tortugas Pueblo. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of information and research that you've done, both of you and the committee, as well as Pam Porter, in finding out about things about the Tortugas Pueblo.
Yes.
What is it that really astonished you the most?
Wow. I think for me, going back and kind of seeing how my specific family is kind of tied into, you know, playing the role and what they've done. And that was very interesting to me, very, you know, personal. And I took that as kind of the driving force. And it just, the more you get into the reasons we do what we do, and the more, you know, you kind of just, I always say, I even told Pam this, that Tortugas has a way of kind of incorporating you and kind of just becoming part of your heart. And it just, you know, you just, you're there, and because what we do is important, and, you know, and it's different for everybody. Everybody has their own reasons why they, you know, make their promesas. And once you feel it, it's hard to get away from it. You know, it's really, it sticks with you.
So this is unique to New Mexico. Actually, the church revolves also around the Pueblo community, right?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
And Jeanette, is your family also from Tortugas?
My family is originally, my grandfather was originally a part of Tortugas, the Indios there in the Pueblo. And he played a very prominent role, as well as did my grandmother. So Manuel Herrera was a very important part of the history there, and his grandfather and great-grandfather as well. And it's interesting to hear a lot of the stories that the elders mm-hmm. tell, as well as the members. And without the elders and the members that are there, some of our older members, we would not have been able to do this book. There's so much different input that they had that they were able to give to us. And that was one important factor that we took into consideration while we were doing this book, is interviewing some of our elders and getting that information from them, because that's the only place that we're going to get it from. Mm-hmm. And they played a huge role in this book when Pam sat down with them, or I sat down with them, or Ariana sat down with them and spoke to them, or they wrote us letters, or they just gave us recollections of things and the way they were done. It was really interesting to hear how traditions have continued, something as simple as a schedule that we keep, and how important it was, because we are very big on tradition. So how important it was for them to keep schedule in a certain way, and we keep that schedule in a certain way, and here we are 100 years later and we're still keeping that schedule in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Which is beautiful, to be able to have these time-honored traditions of your forefathers. And also, Ariana, your family, the Fierro family, yes. has been there for many generations. Yes.
My great-grandfather was Don Miguel Fierro. He was instrumental in helping set up the corporation as an entity to protect kind of all of our assets. And, you know, knowing that he had the same position I had, you know, years and years, you know, generations ago, is kind of a big deal. And you know, even every year we face different obstacles every year. And this year it was, you know, kind of a federal recognition and all of these other things that come up. And you know, to know that he, you know, he was part of that. And I had to write a letter to, like, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And so I literally went back in time and had notes from his secretary at the time, which is Emma Narvaez. And, you know, her family's still here. That her great-grandson is the cacique now.
What is it called again?
Cacique. It's our spiritual leader. Patrick Narvaez is him, and his dad was our previous cacique before him. And so, you know, we keep having the same struggles and the same fight, but, you know, it's still the same families. And we get new people, and, you know, I think Tortugas, again, you know, has a way of bringing the people that you need at the time. Pam was one of those, you know, she kind of became our photographer, and we have graduate students helping us with federal recognition. We have here at NMSU, and we are also going for our federal registry of the pilgrimage. So we're working on that with people from NMSU, Lois Stanford, and you know, everybody kind of puts in point, and these people cross our paths, and for reasons, I think, and I believe wholeheartedly that that's our ancestors, like, moving, you know, kind of directing us on where we need to be.
Well, Tortugas is so close to New mm-hmm. Mexico State University, yes. and the most important part, the A Mountain, mm-hmm. which they have for the Aggies, mm-hmm. but that also is where you do your yearly pilgrimage. Right. Tell me about the pilgrimage this year.
Well, we start off at the Casa de Pueblo, which is in Tortugas, and we walk up kind of near off of Stern, and we'll go under the arroyo, and we head up like kind of geothermal near campus, and we have a pilgrimage, and then people go throughout the day, and, you know, they'll come back down. But the pilgrims that go with the capitanes, they stay up there all day, and then we come back around 5:30, and it's already dark by then. But we have mass up there at 11. We have, you know, the rosary at 4, I think. and the priests will give confession, and we'll spend all day up there. My family in particular, like, we sit on the same side of the mountain every year, same place, same time. We have stuff, you know, we have firewood there, and, you know, that we use from last year, and we warm up burritos and make our quiotes and all that stuff.
What are quiotes?
So those are our walking sticks that we use, that you can see kind of on some of the pictures of the book. They have these, the big staffs with the sotel, and on, and we decorate them. That's all handmade, all natural materials. They make them up there, and we walk back down with them, and you can either take them home or leave them there at the Casa de Pueblo when we get back. But very, very beautiful, beautiful. I mean, I still have mine at home.
Some of the traditions that have been handed down, but another very important tradition is the dancing.
Yes.
Are you both dancers?
We are.
Yes.
Jeanette, how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing since 2009. I actually did not grow up here. We would come on occasion back to the Las Cruces area. I was raised in Phoenix, so as an adult, I came back and have carried on the tradition since.
And Ariana?
Same thing. I started dancing in about, for 15 years, I'd say. And I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Fort Worth. My dad's from here. So we would come every, you know, year, whether it's summer, fiesta, or Christmas. And I remember coming to the fiesta the first time and thinking, oh, wow, this is amazing. I remember my cousin was a Malinche, and I just thought it was just the coolest thing ever.
And what is a Malinche?
A Malinche is the younger girls that dance with the danzantes, which are the wear all white. And they're the younger ones. They dance till about 12 with that group. And then once they get older, they can either join our group or something else.
So to learn about some of these time-honored traditions and a lot of getting to know the people a little bit, you'll a glimpse into the life of the indigenous, the book will get you there, right?
Yes. I think it, Tortugas at 100, Steps in Time and Grace, it goes through a typical year and with examples, with photos of those certain events, whether it be the rabbit hunt or the...
When is the rabbit hunt?
It's usually in February, usually after the first freeze or so. We'll go and we'll do a rabbit hunt, and we basically all go out there and hunt rabbits with sticks.
Now, something else that they can look forward to this weekend is the food.
Yes.
Jeanette, tell me about the food.
Well, we have a little bit of a variety on the menu. I'm not really sure why we have those particular items, but we have macaroni and cheese, albóndigas, red chili con carne, and beans.
And pan de indio.
Yeah, and pan de indio.
But I know that certain times of the year, you have a special enchilada.
We have two times a year, we have red enchiladas for sale in March and October. And that's our major fundraiser. That's when we get most of our money to offset the cost of the fiesta, because everything at the fiesta is free. So the meal that we will prepare on the 12th is free to the public. And we don't turn anybody away. They come and they eat, and it's albóndigas, you know, and the best food ever. I cannot express that enough. It is the best food ever.
The best hot chocolate ever.
Oh, yes. Hot chocolate and coffee. It's amazing.
Well, something else that maybe you'd like to let people know about, special guidelines for the pilgrimage that you have to be respectful of the Pueblo's traditions, and what else?
There's capitans that are up on top of the mountain, and they usually carry large staffs so that you can identify them. If they give you instructions, I would just follow them because they know what they're doing. Also, wear warm clothes. It's chilly. We don't like radios and things like that. It's a solemn occasion. We're there for prayer. We're there to get our prayers answered, to thank the Virgen for answering our prayers from the previous years, you know, to ask her for different things. So it's a solemn occasion. So we ask that people be respectful. Bring water. There's a water buffalo that we use, so you can get stuff out, but make sure you have a water bottle. Bring a lunch if you're going to stay long. You can kind of drive to the base of the mountain, but they have it kind of roped off, so only certain people can drive up. So just be, you know, wear good shoes and all of that fun
and
stuff.
And then you have to register, do you?
You don't have to register. It is encouraged, just so we kind of have a count of who's all going, and it just makes it easier for us. If you're going to register, we recommend that you register by at least 6:30. I think they start the journey up at around 7. And that's at the Casa de Pueblo, which is the main red building closest to the highway.
So that's for this weekend. Is the book going to be available for sale this weekend?
It's on sale right now on Amazon, so you can purchase it through Amazon. We had a book signing last Sunday, and we sold out, which is great. So we're out of books right now, and we did order more, but I don't believe they'll get in until the 17th. So if you want to purchase, you can always call us and let us know, and we can put you on a list. My phone number, if you need to get a hold of me, is 575-312-7889. And we can always do that. And or you can order them yourself on Amazon. They actually get there faster if you order them on Amazon.
And are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. You can look us up under Tortugas Pueblo or Los Indígenas de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe.
Well, I really appreciate you both coming out. Ariana Fierro, board president of the Corporation of the Indigenous of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and Board Secretary Jeanette Castillo. But you're also busy, ladies. Ariana, you're a paralegal.
Yes, ma'am.
And Jeanette, you're a government loan processor. Well, thank you so much for joining me and being a bridge to the community, un puente.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us this evening.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.